Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Rob Levin has deposited with us over the years as he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 5 years now. And we've been happy to introduce you to Rob and to the good work that he does. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. This week's blog post is about, or the most recent one, I should say, is titled, No Problem is a Problem. You know how people are always saying no problem when they're helping you? You know, could you do this? Oh, no problem, no problem. Well, I think that is a problem. And so you can read my blog post there at smallbusinessadvocate.com or Jim's blog. Biz. And don't forget to take our poll question. We have a different poll question every week right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how things are going so far with the poll. Rob Levin is with us. Rob, your big event next week is on the 6th. And one of the things you'll be doing there is giving awards out to small business owners. You'll choose one from each category of a number of nominees. And talk to us about some of the things that you're seeing in these nominees. What are some of the common survival threads that you're seeing?
Well, I think it even goes past survival, but I'm looking at the list of finalists right now. So the way it works, and I think it's important for people to understand this, is companies nominate themselves. They fill out an application that has information describing their best practices, what they're about, and the results. And then we have judges in these 9 different categories that vote select finalists, and we announce the winners on October 6th. Mm-hmm. So as I look through the companies on here, I mean, really incredible companies. There's and it's not about what the company does; it's more about how they do it. So, for example, there's a company on here, Lawline.com, and I know the principal for a number of years. He's been a longtime reader of the magazine, and this is a company that does continuing education credits for accountants and attorneys, and they're doing it over the web, and they're just knocking it out of the park. And you know, you think of a company like that, well, they have to be really good at content, they have to be good at technology. These guys are cleaning it up with sales and marketing. I met their mm-hmm. sales director, and the best part, and I don't want to go into the details yet, the winners will be announced on the 6th in the November issue of the magazine, or on the website you'll be able to read about why the winners are winners. But I met the sales director and spoke with the owner, you know, kind of off topic, and nothing really to do with the awards, and just listening to what they're doing on the sales side and some of the things they're implementing, and it's really incredible stuff. There's a company called Clickable, which I think just a few weeks ago announced a pretty big deal with American Express, where they're being featured on, I think it's Open Forum, American Express's small mm-hmm, business site, mm-hmm. which has got some great resources. They're going to be featured as one of the online marketing partners.
Wow.
So here's a small company. Now all of a sudden, you know, American Express gets behind you. And things are really, and they have a really interesting platform.
How many employees do they have?
Clickable, I don't remember, but I'm guessing somewhere between 50 and 100.
Right. Okay.
And by the way, the founder of Clickable, David Kidder, also has these incredible book series called The Intellectual Devotional, which is some really cool books. So just, mm-hmm. you know, some really interesting people driving these businesses. A company called Artist Health that is selling cosmetics in Europe over the internet. And here's this company out of New York, and you know, found this opportunity. And you know, I've had Jordan Finger, who's the principal, on a panel before,
right?
And it's just amazing to listen to, you know, how these companies are spotting opportunities, taking advantage of the opportunities, and you know, particularly overseas, it's very hard to do,
right?
And now thriving and just constantly finding a better way to do things.
It amazes me, Rob, how many new how many new things we see out there that are niches of niches of niches. Isn't this is what's so cool about the 21st century? And this is something I think a lot of people in the government on both sides of the aisle really don't get, is how dynamic, how stratifying, how leverageable the marketplace is for small business owners if they would just get out of our way.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I actually had this discussion last night with a friend of mine over dinner, and he was talking about how we have to get the spirit back, you know, in this country.
That's
and
right.
I think, you know, we do have to kind of get those government impediments out of the way, and the spirit will just come through naturally.
I think you're right. I think the spirit is there. It's not gone. It's just been kind of depressed and beat back a little bit. Rob, can folks read the various nominees' stories on your website?
Well, the nominees' stories are not there. You can see the list of the finalists up there.
Right.
The winner stories will be up on November 1st on our website at nyreport.com.
Have you been featuring these folks in your magazine?
Some of them actually have been. Yeah. Like I said, actually Lawline and Artist Health are both companies that in the past we have we've put in our company next door column.
Right.
Where we write up, you know, an interesting company in the New York area.
Right.
So some of them have been, absolutely. And you can, there's plenty of incredible success stories, which I think is always encouraging to see.
Thanks.
To read.
Rob, thanks for being here. Thanks for all that you do. Thanks for the good work you're doing supporting small business owners in the tri-state area and across the country. We're very proud of you.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Good luck next week, by the way. And say hi to Barbara.
Will do.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm very excited about this next interview.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.